This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Boomen, and here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. Germany's Christian Democrats elect a new chairman on Saturday, aiming to unite their conservative party behind a new leader who they hope can succeed Angela Merkel as chancellor. She will step down after federal elections in September. At stake is the leadership of Europe's biggest economy. Foreign ministers of China and the Philippines on Saturday committed to prioritizing post-pandemic recovery efforts as senior Chinese diplomat Wang Yi wrapped up a week-long visit to four Southeast Asian countries. The Philippines in March imposed one of the world's longest and strictest lockdowns to contain the virus, grounding to a halt what was one of Asia's fastest-growing economies before the pandemic. A plane carrying 1 million doses of Sinopharm's COVID-19 vaccine arrived on Saturday in Serbia, making it the first European country to receive the Chinese vaccine for mass inoculation programs. Serbia's president was accompanied by Beijing's ambassador to that Balkan country at Belgrade's airport as containers carrying the vaccine were unloaded from an Air Serbia plane. And longtime leader Yoweri Museveni was headed for a resounding win in Uganda's presidential election with nearly all votes counted on Saturday. But his main rival, Bobi Wine, alleged widespread fraud and said citizens should reject the results. With ballots from 91% of polling stations counted following Thursday's election, Museveni has won 5.6 million votes, or 58.9%, while main opposition candidate Wine had 3.3 million votes, or 34.6%, the Electoral Commission said.